When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Halloween decor, Ace is doing comedy, and a child's book. You'll hear all that coming up in just a minute.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Okay, everybody. Hey, ladies, you ready?
Ready, Tom.
Okay, great. Chick, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Tom. Mr. Griswold.
Thanks. Chick McGee Experience, take one.
Hello, everybody. I'm Chick McGee, and this is my band, the Chick McGee Experience. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, please, girls. After last night, I'd prefer it if you call me Chick.
What? How are you talking about
that? Never mind. Since I topped the charts with my last hit single, I've had a few problems, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my cardiologist. Sure, I've been in and out of the hospital, and I've had more than one surgical procedure, but let me assure you, when it comes to the Chickster getting down with the ladies,
ooh, yeah,
I have never had a problem in that area. All right, everybody. Stand back. Time to get ready. Let's get funky. Get freaky. You know that I love to sing about that stuff so sweet and nasty. But since I did my last record, I've had the occasional angioplasty. Now, ladies, don't you be concerned. There's no need for mass hysteria. Because when it comes to getting putty, I've never had a problem in that area.
Chick, you are a nasty boy. Bring the ladies lots of joy. Biggest cut we've ever seen. Chick, you are a sex machine.
Give me a whiff. Right on. Solid. Still stanky. Sure, there was some downtime when I had my operation. But now all the ladies are satisfied. Cause the old Chickster's back in circulation. I admit that I was frightened. Facing death is bound to scare you. But when it comes to breaking off a little something, something, I have never had a problem in that era.
No one loves the way he can. He's a sexual Superman. Always does the ladies right. He can keep it up all night.
Give me some sugar. Shaniqua. Reaching.
Reaching.
Probing.
Probing.
Wow.
Probing.
Probing.
Hey, what?
Cursing.
Cursing.
I'm jumping. I'm pumping. Is that your leg I'm humping?
Some Clorox will get out this thing. What's his name?
All right, ladies, it's time for the Chickster to hit the dance floor. I'll show you the move I taught James Brown back in 63. Oh, wait a minute. I think I may have hurt myself. Oh, boy, I'm not kidding. I'm not entirely well, you know. I feel rather faint. Does anyone have any nitro?
Can somebody please call 911? Oh, my chest is beginning to tighten. Oh, my God. There's so much I haven't done yet. Oh, I'm going to miss all those new channels they're going to add on the DSS. Oh, I haven't done anything with my life. Is that my mother on the phone? Oh.
Wheezing.
I can't get my breath.
Sweating.
Oh, man. It's really hot in here.
Seizing.
Oh, boy. Mr. Griswold, this is wonderful. All these musicians.
Touching.
But it's really starting to hurt. Mr. Griswold.
He's cranky and whiny. He kisses Tom's hiney. The man doesn't have any shame.
What's his name?
I'm not faking this, you know. Well, now you think it's funny. Not funny.
Oh.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And at my place, the Halloween decorations are up.
Are they really good?
We got there's a witch in our yard or two.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Very scary.
Now, is this purposely October 1st? Is that why you did that? Or it just happened to be when
it did more or less happen. There's been a lot of chatter around the house about that. By the way, that's a chick.
A lot
there's,
of chatter.
There's
a lot
Ace,
of chatter.
Josh, I'm Tom. There's Willie G. And Patty G's the next room working on the Pat Godwin Song Challenge.
The big decoration this year. Have you seen it yet? Are the skeletons crawling all over the house? Anybody else?
I believe.
All over the yard and all over the house.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh. My son Sam found, I believe it's an 18-foot skeleton.
Yeah, those are sold out. They're hard to find now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those gigantic skeletons.
You wanted one?
I thought about it. I have a lot of little kids in my neighborhood.
This is really the year, because of all this other stuff going on, you have to go nuts on the house.
You've
got to really get the pumpkins and carve them and do everything.
So are you reading Finn a mystery in honor of Halloween, maybe?
Yes, we are. Well, we read every night, and I'm kind of... I'd like to talk to other parents out here. We're reading this A to Z mystery series.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you, I get so hooked on these things, sometimes I'll look ahead.
Oh, boy.
Well.
But the one we're reading right now, I actually figured out who did it right at from the get-go.
You did? Yeah. A child's mystery book. You solved it, huh?
What a sleuth you are. What a sleuth. I am the proud Sherlock. Parent.
That is something.
I don't want to give anything away, but I think it's the orangutan.
Oh boy!
Wow. Yeah, orangutan is
in the pipe.
That's why there was juice all over the floor and the orange peels. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to the end yet. I'm just saying.
All right, could have been.
What's the crime?
A family of six was found murdered.
They start really
it would good. Be it would be funny to write a parody of these kids and have the crimes really awful.
Just the grisliest.
Yeah, they opened up the treasure
shallow
chest,
grave.
And there was the head.
Limestone. Gosh, I do not like Law & Order SVU for kids. This is not great.
No,
it's for kids. It's called Law & Order SUV, and it's me driving around my car with all of my kids solving crimes. But yeah, these books are really fun. So we do, and then there's some Halloween related. So we're going to be getting to all those
fun.
And then we got out the Vampirella, whatever it is about the Vampirina, the vampire ballerina.
Oh sure,
she's a great dancer because her body parts fly off.
And, yeah. Well,
really.
Okay.
Really?
No matinees, though. She can only dance.
Well, that's more like
right. Oh, yeah.
That's more like a zombie, isn't it?
Is it Zombolina? Is that what that's called?
I don't know.
I will say a vampire ballerina would be very hard because ballerina studios, you have mirrors on all the walls.
That's true.
And they can never
they never know if they're getting any better.
Yeah.
They
can't check their form.
Maybe it is
there's all kinds of holes.
No, there is vampire on Disney or something. The show is a thing, yeah.
So anyway, this is the year, though, to go nuts for Halloween. Do it for the kids. No, do it for everybody. So when kids are driving in the neighborhood,
but
trick
or treat?
Wait a second, old lady Lee.
You can't
get off my lawn. I'm not giving you candy, you little bastard.
I have mums and pumpkins, I don't think I'm going to do the Halloween thing. The kids aren't home. It's kind of what's
okay.
The point?
Just think about the child you're letting down.
Kids that could be knocking on your door.
I hope she dies so I can buy that house. I like it.
The kids don't come to my house for Halloween. We've discussed that.
Okay, sorry. Well, maybe you better.
Right. And by the way, unknowing to me, I think I'm in knee deep in Pat Godwin hell, and I had no idea.
Are
those my reading glasses you're wearing, Pat?
No, these are Ray-Ban reading glasses.
Yeah, those are. I had a pair
those
of
are
Ray-Ban.
Definitely chicks.
Someone put them on my little
someone
desk.
Someone put them on my desk.
I swear to God, I'm enjoying them.
And, And hang on a second. And didn't I give you a pair of reading glasses?
Yeah, those didn't work for me. They're still back in the other room.
Oh my!
They didn't frame my face
and
the way
sees,
I liked it.
The $600
Ray-Bans work
this
okay.
Behavior.
You just stole his glasses.
I did not. Someone put. I thought Tom actually put them there because he doesn't
what?
Use them anymore.
I
really enjoy
here,
them.
He
if that,
got
if
them
I
have put them in his pocket.
I have a literally from when I used to have to wear reading glasses. I have a bag of like 40 of them. They used to lay around my house like bowls
I mean,
of
it's
mints.
Fine, I guess, but...
Someone put them on the desk.
Yes. Here's the thing, Chick. He's Pat is making it clear in no uncertain terms. He's not giving them back.
He really enjoys them. Someone put them on his desk.
No, that is the truth. And they are sturdy, and they are fine. They frame my face.
They're Ray-Bans.
Are those pencils? A prescription glass?
No, they're like 2.5.
Yeah, it's nice.
2.5.
Okay.
The best glasses I've ever had.
If they're Ray-Bans, they're very expensive.
But you can have them back. I didn't know they were yours.
No, okay. It's fine, Pat.
Oh, don't give in to him.
I'm telling you the truth.
Pat, how are we doing with the Pat Godwin song challenge?
I'm done, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've been excited about the story and song.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We don't know what the story is.
Well, let's just put it off for a few more minutes to polish off sports. Oh, it's a good one.
And that's sports. Tell me this doesn't look great from where you're sitting.
It's a great song.
This is kind of like the music in Reefer Madness where
guys
in a rocking chair just laughing crazily.
Play it faster, man. Play it faster.
Hey, Johnny, how about you try this stuff? It's great. Are you sure?
I just spell Ragma. Light up a little reefer.
My mama told me that stuff's going to make me scared.
It'll fry your brain.
Now, it's interesting because they spell Ragmop. R-A-G-M-O-P in the song title.
Uh-huh. But they don't say it in the song.
But in the song, it's R-A-G-G-M-O-P.
Well, because it didn't fit the beat.
I think it's the band having
could have paused.
It's poetic license, and they're all stars.
Yeah,
let's face it, these guys are they're probably,
as
soon as the show's over, they shoot up.
R-A-G.
Yeah, man!
By the way, there's a German recording of this called Rörmops.
Oh,
I wonder what that's like.
Oh, the Beatles do that in the Hamburg Club?
Probably in Cavern. Yeah.
Oh, here we go, Josh. You were trying to remember how you remembered it. It was, in fact, performed by the Muppets.
Okay, then that, I probably saw it on that. I know I've heard it on a TV show.
Okay, I know. There's also, I forgot about this, the great Alan Sherman.
Yes.
The man behind forever hit Hello Mudda, Hello Fada.
All right.
Mr. Sherman, he did a version of it called Rat Fink.
Rat Fink, doodle-doo.
That's the one that I was stuck in my head and I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Okay, well, now it's time to go back to where we were talking about the French Open. Do you have the story?
Sacre bleu.
Or did we finish with that one?
A sonic boom went off. The players were startled.
What's that racket?
Oh! Does that count as a double down or a triple down?
Double down.
How dare you?
Oh, boy.
Nobody else wants to give any hell. I'm giving up.
Do you think we didn't hear it earlier?
Yeah, we all heard it.
We were sitting right here.
I'll explain how radio works to you, Willie.
There we go.
I imagine you're doing one of your shows, and the audience keeps leaving, and then they keep coming in.
And then you explain how comedy works to you,
please. Okay. Yeah, please. Not everything's a pun. Try that.
Chase comedy book.
Not everything's a pun.
Ace, how's it going over there? You getting prep for your Omaha Steaks joke of the day?
Speaking of puns,
I'm always ready.
Okay,
always.
Just asking.
He's got 45.
Solid 45. Okay, well we'll get to that coming up. I'm sorry. Elsewhere in sports, we had the guy set the world record for dribbling the mile. I love that story.
We should have Ace go do 45 in a club.
We have to do it,
Willie. We can set this
club.
Up.
Theater. Wow.
He's right.
Stadium.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants.
Do a
whatever
theater.
Mr. Cosby wants.
And just see who's still laughing at minute 28.
And then we got to get a great host. We'll get a great feature. I mean, set him up perfectly.
Yes. Just get on a silver platter.
It would be incredible.
Oh, well, Ace is always
well, pandemic caused me to cancel some dates with Zany.
Sure. And you've always said that you'll be following Zany, right?
Good luck with that.
Yeah, so you're headlining.
Yeah, you're
so
following.
So you're following Zanny.
Following Zanny.
Boy, oh boy, we've got to make it happen.
It'd be so great.
You think you felt pain before?
Oh,
you think you know what hurt?
You sat right there and said, I'll open.
Oh, my God.
Christy Lee is at her base, her post, the news desk. What you got?
Well, a donkey has made news today in the United Arab Emirates. He was rescued after getting his head stuck in a plastic chair. Mr. Salim Al-Kabi spotted the animal early last month while driving on his farm in Masfut. With the help of friends and family, the 43-year-old was able to catch the donkey and safely remove the chair from her neck with a handsaw. They then disinfected her wounds.
Now, they cut the chair, right, with the handsaw?
Not, yes, not her head.
Okay.
And then set the donkey free.
And there's two ways to...
Yeah, there's two ways.
Yeah.
It's happened to me once. Randy's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is why they've been... I'm sure you've been reading about this lately. They tell you to cut up your lawn chairs.
Yeah, so that the donkey...
After you finished using them.
Right.
I had no idea.
Before you throw them away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have you heard the mask thing?
I've not seen that.
Yeah, Willie, I think, was the one that told me about it. These blue masks with the straps on them. Yeah.
Disposable masks.
When you throw them away, you're supposed to take scissors and cut the strings.
Why?
So that animals don't
get
their necks.
Because apparently certain critters and birds and stuff, whatever, get caught in these things. Yeah. Seriously.
You know, when if you an animal's
you know
stupid enough to get tangled
get out of
up
my trash.
Maybe natural selection is...
Wow, I didn't know I was living with the fascist twins. Sorry.
Tell him, Christy.
Get out of my trash, raccoon.
Global warming gives you skin cancer.
Back to the story, though. Okay. This happened to me once.
What?
You got your head stuck in a chair?
No, you never gotten your ass stuck in a chair? Okay. It's too comfortable. Sat there all day.
An ass!
Okay.
Donkey.
In other words, it's in the Bible.
Ass is in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Of course.
How about that? As in, how about that?
No, I don't think it's that.
Yeah. I think it was... Mary had a banging ass. What?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just saying.
So you're going to go? Okay. What was the thing? Wasn't there a thing
Chrissy's
about...
Chrissy's waiting for it to rain.
Yeah, I am waiting for it lightning. To be struck.
I heard it was immaculate, actually.
Remember the six-pack of beers that would have the plastic...
Sure, yeah.
Yes, they still do that.
But they're supposed to cut those up, too, or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cut the hell out of those things. Yeah,
well, they're supposed to do the same thing with your plastic chair.
It's the way I help with my...
You go through a lot of chairs
of
that
world.
Way, though.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah, you don't get to... I mean, you want to...
Now, when you, Josh, you just oh, went boy. You just went camping.
Oh. Yeah.
And you were at the top of a mountain.
What a mm-hmm. jerk
beautiful
he's
balcony.
Be.
No, I'm just asking.
Did yeah, balcony
exactly
the cabin.
And
did they have those plastic chairs out in the balcony?
No, they had wooden rocking chairs.
Oh, those were nice. Yeah,
oh,
those
are real
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. One that I uh-huh. one I was sitting in halfway through the week. Snapped. And, I broke it.
With you broke a chair.
Broke it with the heft of my body. Yeah.
So,
and it was completely
on.
Quiet.
Now,
was,
let me just say
go
something.
On.
Say,
more
no,
wood.
No, I have a nice question to ask him here.
No, you don't.
See, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I want to prove a point. I bet the answer to this question will be, well, I'll write it down.
Oh, good.
It's very
right.
simple. It'll take just a second.
All right.
So you've been there by yourself.
Yeah.
You're in this
yeah.
cabin.
Yep.
Just no electricity.
No, there's some electricity.
But I mean, you're not using it. You're not online.
No, I really unplugged. Yeah.
Yes, you are unplugged.
Yeah. Had some books.
Yes. No, this is not a mean question. I just.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So when this did happen.
Yes. When the rocking chair broke.
When the rocking chair broke, and there was no one there to see it.
Right.
Did you in your mind say, Tom is somewhere laughing right now? Yes or no?
Did you
think about us? Okay, thanks.
Yes, I thought about, and I thought about my brothers as well. Yeah,
they would
who would think this was so funny?
Get a big kick out
that
of
if
it.
There were if there were a hidden camera there, that who would insist on watching it and then laugh until they were physically sick.
Oh, and did you wonder if somehow I had tracked down this cabin and rigged the chair, much the way I tracked down your house when you bought it and had Amy make a cake that looked just like your house?
I did not think that you sabotaged me. No,
had I known and thought of it, I would have. Would have been well worth it.
It's a great idea.
To have done that. Okay, so anyway, I just thought it was interesting that a donkey caught on a chair made the international news wire. What was the one we had last time? It was some critter that had the horns had grown into
maybe an elk or something.
Yeah. The deer was
a tire around its neck.
And then we had the beaver with the jar around its head. Yep. This stuff happens a lot out there in nature, and it's very sad.
Yeah, so watch where your trash goes. It's terrible.
Well, again, you're supposed to cut the things off your... I mean, how hard is it for you, Christy, to lift up your little fingers and take some scissors? And
I very rarely use those.
Oh, what do you use?
I have a nice
designer.
No, at Norwalk. A nice Norwalk.
You know what that looks like?
What?
It looks like you cut a brassiere in half and.
Well, all masks look like that.
That's a falsie.
You know, we tease Pat about being horny, but you sound pretty horny yourself over there, Griswold.
No, I'm saying it looks
something.
Looks like a brassiere thing. Wouldn't that be great if somebody recycled recycled 50s era falsies in masks?
The people that get me are the ones that wear the ones that look like coffee filters. Like, it catches me off guard every time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Yes,
they're
I do.
Cones. And they look like they're wearing coffee filters. Just like, what? Wait a minute.
It's just so weird.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.